Hello?
Hello, I am Nelson of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, and in which county do you currently reside?
It's USA.
Cleaver?
In which county?
Oh, yeah, in which county do you currently reside? In B, Cleaver, Nueces, San Patricio?
San Patricio.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns? Yes? No?
No.
Okay. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
No.
Sorry?
Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Somewhat interested.
Oh, and well, on a scale of 0 to 10, with
probably
0 meaning not at all.
8.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, you'll say so. Here's the first name. Vice President Kamala Harris.
I recognize that name.
And would that be a strong or just somewhat positive or negative impression?
Negative.
And is that somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strong negative.
Okay, next one, it says the Republican Party.
Okay.
Right, and is that would that be a strong positive, somewhat negative, a strong negative? No opinion, never
strong,
heard of.
Strong positive.
The next one is State Senator Morgan LaMantia. A strong positive, somewhat negative. Strong negative, no opinion, never heard.
Never heard.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative. Strong negative, no opinion, never heard.
A strong positive.
Former President Donald Trump. Strong positive, somewhat positive. Somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard.
strong positive.
The Democratic Party, strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard.
Strong negative.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of.
Republican candidate for state senate Adam Hinojosa, strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat positive.
If the election for president of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colleen Ulrich, Democrat. Ted Cruz, Republican. Ted Brown, Libertarian. Other names, will not vote, undecided.
Undecided.
For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan LaMancia, Democrat. Adam Hinojosa, Republican. Robin Vargas, Green Party.
Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
Do you think Morgan LaMancia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better? Deserves re-election, someone else? Depends,
someone else.
Or unsure.
Someone else.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the Republic Record and News Report about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses, working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi. So that's a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Most likely.
I'm sorry?
Most likely.
And that's a much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
So just to confirm, you said much less likely, right?
Much more likely.
Oh, okay. Morgan LaMantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of these cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat most likely.
Just to confirm, you said somewhat more likely, right? Right. Morgan LaMantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan LaMantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Morgan LaMantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texas. And, well, that's a much
somewhat
more likely. Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much more likely.
Morgan LaMantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas productions in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.